Steez. Yeah, she's a big fan of yours. She wrote into the show and asked for a shout out.
At least I got one fan. That's a good sign. All the hate mail I get.
Well, I think we also a shout out to all your cousins in college in their dorms.
My cousins, Eric Aldo, Mitch Aldo. I don't know if they're going to be happy I say that name because one of them's in the military and one's going into being a police officer. But yeah, all his buddies listen to my stuff up at Sonoma State University. So I'm like, hey, why not? But yeah, so shout out to people who actually like this podcast. If you like it and listen to it, rate it, subscribe it, share it, send me topics on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I'll give you guys shout outs, even answer your questions if you want. Gives me something fun to do.
I have another question for you, Chad, since I like to stalk you on Facebook.
Who doesn't?
Chad states, something must be in the water today or a full moon. I've had a customer who calls in an hour later saying he didn't get his two extra sauces and he wants a free item. I told him I could give him $1.20 or a refund of $1.20. He's threatening to go corporate on me. Chad states my reply. Go ahead, bro. Have a nice night.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not done. Then a customer threatens my CSR rep, saying that she's coming to complain to management about doing Wing Wednesdays anymore. Mm-hmm. So, is this a normal procedure at work? You just don't care?
It's like, seriously, like, the store I work at, the last 2 weeks when I was manager, everyone from out of the woodworks came out and complained about everything. Like, I had a customer call. What was it? She wanted another ranch. And I was like, all right, because her ranch was, one of her ranches were broken, I guess. I was like, okay, you know, but if I could send a driver to get you one, a new one, but the extra is going to be 60 cents. But because it's already been a delivery, I have to charge you for an additional $4.99 because we get delivery fees. That's $4.99 for a delivery fee. And she's like, okay, but so I gave her her total, like, it's $6 and something for one little ranch. And I told her, like, are you sure you want this? This is ranch. You could probably go to the grocery store and buy two big bottles of ranch for $6.49. I remember even the price because it was so ridiculous. And she's like, no, just send it out. I was like, that. So my driver gets there, and she's like, where's my 2-liter Pepsi? My driver's like, you didn't order a 2-liter Pepsi. He's like, oh, you calling me a liar? Blah, 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 blah. I know I ordered a 2-liter Pepsi. Why would I spend $6.49 just on ranch? Da, 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 da. So I get called, and it's like, yeah, your driver didn't bring the 2-liter Pepsi. And I'm like, you didn't order a 2-liter Pepsi. He's like, are you calling me a liar? I'm like, well, yes, ma'am, because you didn't order a 2-liter Pepsi. Well, I don't think I was talking to you. Let me speak to your manager. Like, ma'am, I am the manager, and I was the person you talked to. That's why I referred to you like, are you sure you want to spend $6.49 on a 60-cent ranch that looks like a sweet and sour packet? You see, like, are you calling me a liar? I'm like, once again, ma'am, yes. Well, I'm not going to pay $6.40. Like, that's fine with me. Tell my driver to come back. No big loss for me. So if a customer is not cool with me, like a dick, I actually had cancel orders halfway to them and bring it back. Like, I was known for that. I have no problem. Where's my $20-$30 pizza? Then I'm like, well, you're a dick. I'm just going to refuse your service and bring my food back.
So what happens to that food?
We put it in the fridge walk-in. We have this, we used to have a church that would come in and, like, take it and do the thing. But now we do, this business comes in and picks it up and do food donations. So every morning they would have, like, that come in and they do donations, which is a good thing. I actually think that's really cool that they do that. But also because we're in the state of California, they're very Sioux happy. So it's like for example, that $120, you know, for the thing, like the two sauces, like, do you want the refund for the $120 or a credit? And the guy was like, oh, I want to refund my whole $40-something. And I was like, you call me an hour later after eating all the food, wanting me to refund everything. I was like, yeah, he's like, I want to talk to your superior. Da, 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 da. Like, that's when I was like, cool story, bro. Have a good night. Yeah, that was like my last 2 weeks of like there. So I was just like, I just gave zero, you know, I was just like, whatever. I'm like, not going to happen. He's like, I even had a dude flip out. He ordered less than $20 worth of food. Where I work at, we have only a limited amount of money because we don't have, one, security cameras. So for safety reasons, we don't carry a large amount of money, which makes sense. But we're also in a Jewish neighborhood, but still, you know, not like people still try to come in and try to get free stuff. But I'm like, sorry, you know, I don't have change for 100. He's like, you don't have change? I own 3 restaurants. Then I'm like, well, do you own a Pizza Hut? Like, no. Then you don't know our policies. I'm going to call a corporate on you. What's your name? Chad. And good luck with that. So he's like, oh, I want my food. I'm like, well, you go across the street to Rite Aid to get change and like a normal person, or not get food because I can't take – I have no change for 100. He goes, stomps off, gets change, like comes back in like less than 15 minutes to pay me for like regular money. But I'm less like, your corporation needs to know. They should have change. I'm like, it's their policy. They won't change it because of you. Because we can't have more than $150 in a register. And then our safe, we're not even allowed. People are probably listening, like, let's steal money. But yeah, it's like we don't even have that much money in our safe, and we're not even allowed to go in it after 8 p.m.
Okay. More stuff from Chad's Facebook.
Oh, no.
I swear there are so many fakes, flakes, and sharks in show business, especially in places like Sacramento, which is your hometown, by the way.
It's one of my hometowns. I lived there for about 4 years, yeah.
A film festival up there, the film festival itself, was pretty sketchy, unorganized, and unprofessional. It's promoting a workshop about a guy working with Spielberg and Robin Williams, and that why he was only an extra in his movies. Sweet.
The film festival I'm talking about, another film festival I don't mind bagging on because the guy's really sketchy. The Sacramento International Film Festival. Right. He basically didn't tell anyone about like the submission. Like, they were late notifying people about submissions. Like, he was 3 weeks late notifying people for film festival, and then picked all his buddies and gave him awards and stuff. And, yeah, he's, like, promoting this thing. And no one knows what he does. No one knows what he does because he's like, somehow involved in the film business. But no one knows what. Like, he's that sketchy. And, yeah, he does this, he was promoting this thing, like, learn how to be a pro actor. This guy's a screen actor, da-da-da-da, like, promoting this whole thing. Like, just an actual flyer. He's worked with Robin Williams and Steven Spielberg. And I'm like, I'm looking at his credits, like, Screaming Hunter in Jurassic Park 2. I'm like, so an extra. I'm like, he's been an extra in a couple of San Francisco movies with name talent. Okay. And I'm like, and this is what pulls my, like, short and curlies, that extras, the director never talks to the extras. It's the second AD that talks to the extras to tell them what to do. Like, the directors don't care. Not even the first AD talks to extras. It's the second AD. Basically, the second AD is like a glorified production assistant. They just do paperwork. But basically, they're the ones that set up the extras. They're like, hey, you, standing by the tree, move to your right 2 feet. Like, the directors don't even look at it. They don't even know you exist. That's what cracks me up when people go like, I'm an extra. I get this and this. I'm like, it's cool. Like, you could actually make a living. Like, I have a buddy who actually makes a living doing extra work. He makes like $3,000 to $4,000 a month. And that's after taxes. But it's just like, he just does extra work, extra, extra. But he doesn't like promote it as a way. Like, he's not an actor. Like, he doesn't consider himself an actor. Extras aren't actors. You're set dressing. Like, That's what gets me is, like, people like, I am an extra. I made this much money, and I made this connection, this connection, this connection. And I'm like, yeah, like a fly on crap. I'm like, Jesus, there's, like, it's not even acting. I always, like, in L.A., it's, like, it's crazy. Crazy like that. And speaking of L.A., there's another thing, because, like, that was another thing that killed me. There's this thing that these talent agents, managers, and like casting directors hold these like workshops called "The Secrets of Hollywood: How to Succeed." And I'm like, one, there's no right or wrong way in this business. Like, there's no one path. Like, people don't get it. It's such a crapshoot in show business because it's like rolling dice. You don't know what's going to happen. But basically, they're telling these people and using that people who are trying to be like brand new, who are naive and ignorant, and they're all glamorizing doing the business the wrong way. Anyway, thinking, I'm going to be a star. I'm like, there's no such thing as overnight success. Like, people always sit there like, oh, this person's overnight success. Like, yeah, look at the 10 to 12 years he's working. Like, shoot, I've been doing this for 15 plus years. I'm a D-lister. Like, I am. I'm a D-lister. People know who I am, but I don't get a lot of gigs because I have no financial value behind my name. Hopefully that would change soon, or you're going to be singing, working in porn. But either or, I got to make money somehow, especially after this year, like jobs that I worked and not get anything. It's crazy. But yeah, that's one thing that always, like, when they falsely advertise stuff and like, oh, and I even – because they even call him an award-winning filmmaker, that guy who's an extra, because he won an award at that film festival. And the movie wasn't – it's like, it's not even good. I'm like, it just makes my head hurt. I'm like, why?
Speaking of porn, Chad has posted mental illness is killing the porn stars and the industry is taking action.
That's an old post, but yeah, I know a lot of people, it's not hard, it's an interesting industry, because I know a lot of people who do that, because it's, surprisingly, you get fast money really fast, you get access to a lot of things really fast, but yeah, it's just like, a lot of mental health issues, just like regular show business too. A lot of people have health issues. Shoot, I have health issues. I'm diagnosed with OCD, generalized anxiety, and clinical depression. I should be taking medicines, but I don't, because I don't like pills. That's why I go into my little man cave for a while and disappear and look like a Neanderthal afterwards. Like, I hate myself. I'm going to go eat Taco Bell and drink prune juice and coffee. This world's cruel.
So that's it? You have nothing else to say about that? You posted a whole article and nothing?
It's a bad thing. There's not much I could do. It's just like, hey, look at me. Porn stars are worse.
Okay. This is recent. You might remember this. The Bad Batch is such a weird film. I actually love the weird, off-the-wall bizarreness. Mad respect to Jim Carrey and Keanu Reeves doing off-the-wall, batshit crazy work. 3 thumbs up.
One thing, the movie could have been trimmed out a little bit, but it was so weird that I liked it for some reason. Like, Jim Carrey as the Hermit, what? I'm like, it was so different. I'm like, I loved it. And then Keanu Reeves really good at playing weird roles. Like, have you seen this TV show called Swedish Dicks? Oh, you gotta watch it. That's so funny. It's on, in America's Pop TV, but it's called Swedish Dicks, and he plays this prisoner. Oh, I guess it's funny. And it stars Peter Stormer. He was in John Wick with him. God, I can't think of another person. Can't think of the actress, but it's really funny. I recommend people watch that too. But I actually really liked it. Like, that one I watched, and there was another weird one I watched that Barbarian Queen. I've been really into like weird like 80s fantasy action lately. Like, these are weird movies. Like, I kind of remember watching them, like, wow. I'm like, I don't remember that was that much. There was a lot of nudity in it, and I was just like, you got away with a lot of stuff in the 80s. I was like, wow.
Now, the last thing I want to discuss, Chad is also posted on his Facebook. It's a whole Facebook Chad episode. Chaz Meisenheimer, Acto Demos Reel. Yes. Okay. How long did it take you to put this together?
The demo reel?
Yeah.
I just picked the clips. Nicholas actually edited it together. His idea was to actually the song, because the song was on the Rose scene. It's an actual legit commercial that I acted in. So he just took that song from that whole commercial and just put it over the clips of all those films I acted in. And that was just some of the films that I selected, because I have so many movies. And I just wanted like a sizzle reel, because a lot of people don't understand where, like, when they make these long demo reels, like 2-3 minutes, casting directors and producers don't watch them. Like, they maybe watch 30-45 seconds tops. So I'm like, so why send them 2-3 minute demo reels? So I just make these, my demo reels, really short and fast with some music, and look like it has production value into it, and just do it in a minute and send it to them. And a lot of times they respond a lot faster to you. But it only took a couple of days to actually do.
Okay, we got a few minutes left here, and I do want to discuss, most of your cast from Nighty Night has disappeared, your production guys.
The DP, Nicholas is going back home to Sweden. He wasn't getting enough paid work in America, so his visa, he didn't want to waste all his money on his visa to stay. A lot of people always think like LA is like really busy, but the last 2 years, not many people are investing in movies anymore. A lot of companies aren't doing new things. A lot of companies, like studios, networks, are doing reboots and comic book movies, and I'm not bagging them, because some of the reboots I love watching, but it's just like they don't like branch out with new people. So he's leaving. My grip, he's here. Like, I've known my grip for years, though. He came from my where I lived, and he lives down here with his girlfriend. He's doing coding now. He's not even doing film stuff. I know my sound guy's still doing stuff. But he does a lot of stuff. He had a film in Sundance a couple of years back too. So he's really busy all the time. My sound editor, I don't know, like, she deleted me after the release of the movie.
Lovely.
Yeah, like, no, it's just like, I don't know what happened. Like, she just like disappeared, deleted me off the thing, didn't even say anything. Like, I think she thinks that I didn't pay her enough, because the film blew up the way it was. It got so many good reviews, where it's like she thought she probably should have been paid more. And I was like, okay. But that was like our last discussion. And I was like, whatever. And then my AC/gaffer, I think he's going back to Japan, because right now he works as an editor, like, on comedy videos at a comedy club. But he's going back to Japan. So I'm like, so a lot of people are kind of going away, and it was kind of weird, because so a lot of people in my films, like, I work with, collaborate, usually only last 2-3 projects, and they move on or go somewhere else.
Oh, your lead actress is still acting.
Oh yeah, well, Soma, yeah, she's still acting. She's finished a movie recently too, where she played a hooker, and then she has two more like horror films she's acting in the next couple of months.
Okay, Chad, you're done. You can leave now.
I'm going to go back to my watermelon sour patches.
Enjoy. Bye-bye.